After living in my current fabulous apartment for the past 8 years, circumstances have changed, and I've recently been on the hunt for a new apartment in New York City. Before you get too excited for me, let me just tell you, trying to lock down an apartment in Manhattan is not an easy feat. The first time I did it, I had an aggressive broker representing me because I had no clue how to navigate New York real estate from Florida. Of course, I paid dearly for the assistance, but it was worth it at the time. This time, I decided to be my own broker to save on fees, now that I am a lot more New York savvy, but it still hasn't been easy. You really have to move quick with making decisions or you'll lose out on your next dream apartment. The problem is, if you approach New York City apartment hunting using stats, figures, logic, and speed only, you risk making a worse mistake, not being in love with where you live. And P.S., you'll pay dearly for rushed decisions in Manhattan. The pitch challenge today, when you find yourself in a high stakes, high pressure situation, take a quick breath, be present, and tap hard into your intuition. Some people lock down New York City apartments sight unseen so they don't lose it. But your intuition can ignite if you aren't physically in the space. Once in the place where you have to make a decision, go with your gut. If you don't love it, walk away from it. If you lose it before you have a chance to see it, then know that it wasn't meant to be. For my apartment search, I was getting really discouraged as it seemed like I was losing places before I could see them or visiting spaces that seemed practical and logical, but that I just didn't love. But I didn't give up and diligently kept working at it until it finally happened. I was standing in the most gorgeous space that just felt like my new home. I didn't have a lot of time to make a decision. In fact, there was another person scheduled to come 30 minutes after my appointment to put in an application for the apartment. So my intuition really became an asset in this high-stakes situation as I leaned into it and went for it. And because I trusted my intuition, I have a beautiful new apartment. Had I approached this decision on logic alone, I'd still be house hunting in New York. Your intuition can help you make those leaps when you aren't quite sure what to do. As they say, follow your heart. Your intuition is there to help you.